Susan often spoke to the public, or the people in the country, about why it was important for women to vote. She also wrote a weekly journal or magazine about it. In 1872, she voted in the presidential election even though it was illegal, and she was arrested or forced to go to jail for it. Susan also fought for other civil rights, or things that all people should be allowed to do. She fought against slavery and for the rights of black people. She also fought for other women's rights, like the right to own property, which included lands or buildings, and women's right to be paid well for working outside the home. Susan was successful in getting women the right to vote, but she never knew it. Susan died 14 years before women actually got the right to vote. This happened in 1920, when the 19th Amendment, or change in law, to the U.S. Constitution was made. Susan never got to see the results of her work, but most historians attribute the approval of the 19th Amendment to her work, meaning that they think her work was one of the important reasons why the 19th Amendment was approved.